Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm going to track down a remote here just pretty quickly. Go through a little PowerPoint. Commissioners, thanks for the opportunity to visit with you. For the record, Greg Lemon, I'm the Communication Education Division Administrator. The reason I come before you today is because a lot of times during the commission meetings, we talk about communication, how it's effective or not effective, and the problems that it creates. And so I thought it might be worth just taking a little bit of time to talk about how we go about doing our communication planning and some of the kind of tools or avenues we have for communicating with the public. So I'm going to run through this. It won't take very long, but it hopefully gives you an overview of what we're doing and kind of why we're doing it. So this statement, FWP unites people to help us protect the integrity of the Montana experience outdoors, is something I imagine you guys have seen. It's important to us, particularly in ComEd, in considering how we communicate with the public and what we're talking about when we talk about the work of the department. So out of that statement, that's kind of our brand statement, and there's four beliefs. Integrity is one. And in ComEd, you know, our focus is the our professional integrity and the integrity of the work we do, the resources we manage, and the public we serve, and the legacy that we're entrusted with. So there's a lot cooked into this. Some of it is communicating with people just to get them excited about hunting and fishing and camping and being outdoors. Some of it is, you know, we heard today, some of it is really that integrity of making sure that they understand why we're managing the resources that the way we are, so that they have the information they need, so that when they step before you, that they're making comments based on, you know, good information and well reasoned, you know, opinion. So I wanted to run through this.
They say the new world is virtual, that soon people will not go outside, that we will experience nature not through hunting or fishing, hiking or camping, but through headsets, goggles, and mobile phones. That instead of taking to woods and rivers, adventures will be discovered in the warm, dry confines of living rooms and easy chairs. Really? Whoever they are, they don't see what we see, or go where we go, or get what we do. We are Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. And alongside everyone who picks up a rod, pitches a tent, or sets foot on a trail, we work to protect the integrity of what makes Montana, Montana. Because around here, the outside is in us all. And if we have anything to say about it, it always will be.
So I think it's good to remember, especially after we've had long, tough meetings like this, that the reason people are so have such strong opinions is because they have a deep passion for the resource and the integrity that we have as a department is really critical to that. So for our, and part of a way that you know, I'm really proud of for our that our division exhibits its integrity is just the recognition that we've received over the years, and we've got a lot of really talented people doing a lot of really good work in my division, and that's demonstrated by some of the awards we've won recently. We've had a really good ACI is the Association for Conservation Information, and that's kind of our industry group. So this past year, a magazine, Montana Outdoors, the editor Tom Dixon and graphics designer Luke Duran. They are consistently recognized for the work they do. And then this past year, ACI also recognized our branding work, including the video that you just saw, and then the brand book, which I know you guys have looked through. So this is another one of our beliefs, inclusion. And this was a statement that when I first started the job, my predecessor, Ron Ausheim, really pounded into me and into a lot of us within the agency over his long tenure. Because we are the first and best source of news about FWP, the things we do and the resources we manage. So what that says to me is that, and what the way that philosophy speaks in what we do is that when there's issues at hand that the public is concerned about, that they can come to us to get the source of the news, that we're inclusive in how we communicate with the public. And so the inclusivity that we have is can be demonstrated with some of our numbers, which are pretty astounding. So on I'm going to run through some of our social media platforms. And so our Facebook Facebook page for each region. We have the headquarters page, and we have a couple of ancillary pages. One of the more popular ones that gets a lot of attention is the Montana Prairie Bear Monitor that Wesley Sarmento kind of leads up. But across our Facebook platforms, just in the past month, we interacted in some way with over 250,000 people. And 53,000 people interacted with us directly. So liked a post, commented on a post, sent us a message. One of our new pages is called the My Montana Hunt Group, and it's a Facebook group. So people have to sign up for it. So they request membership. We let people, anybody in. But it's a stepped up level of engagement, in what we've seen through that. And I don't know if any of you are a member, but if you aren't and you're on Facebook, you should become a member, because you'll see all the posts that come to the group, and it's just really amazing how in the past few weeks since big game season has been going on, like how many people are just excited about getting out and hunting. And so you've got people that are showing off their kids' first antelope. You've got people that have got their first bull elk. They've got wrapped meat, pictures of wrapped meat in the freezer. I mean, it's just really a cool community that we have on Facebook. And then Twitter is growing, not as fast as some of our others, but those are the numbers for Twitter. And probably our fastest growing social media platform is Instagram. And just in the past week, 109,000 impressions. That's just people that have looked at our stuff. And so we're doing a lot of new things on Instagram and Facebook both. We're trying to engage staff to be more sort of publicly engaged with what they're doing. So we have a biologist in Region 2, Tori, and he's got Tuesdays with Tori where he posts wildlife stuff, things he's seeing and doing. Recently, he's had a few posts on the bog lemming, which is a little critter that we're trying to get a better idea of distribution and numbers. I believe it's a species of concern, but not necessarily because there isn't enough of them. We just don't know. And so they're hard to find. They basically are a little bigger than a mouse, and they're secretive. But Tori's engaging the public and telling them what's going on with bog lemmings. And it's really popular. He even got a hashtag started on his behalf, which was hashtag Tori needs a raise. So that was fun. So this is our website is our main platform for communication. I believe we still have the highest trafficked website in the state. It's just astounding at what our reach can be. So in this number, the percent of traffic that's on a mobile device is steadily growing. And then we also have Gov Delivery, and that is like our direct mailing. And so it's a very effective way of getting out press releases, those sorts of things. But it's also, we can use it effectively for targeted communication. So it doesn't have to necessarily be a press release. So we had done a lot with the faded license issue, which I know you all are familiar with. And we were still getting people saying, well, I didn't know about this. And so we had mobile numbers for several or about 100,000 license holders. And so we, through Gov Delivery, were able to send them a text. And that was one of the outreach methods that really gained a lot of traction. We heard from the, just anecdotally from the regional offices, that all of a sudden they had an influx of people come in and get their licenses fixed. And so that was a success. YouTube is growing as well. So we doubled our views on video from 18 to 19. And when you think of it, just in this, so far this year, there we've had people watch 304,000 minutes of video on our YouTube channel, which is just crazy. And then here from just from the last month, those are our top videos. So quite an array of topics. So another one of our brand beliefs is balance. We balance our needs as an agency to get the message out about issues and programs with the public's demand for topical information. This is a concept I know you guys deal with a lot. We want to get the public interested in the work we do, and sometimes that means really, you know, pushing out press releases that might be kind of boring. And the flip side is sometimes the public comes to us and says, you know, pounds on the table and says, what's going on with this, or what's going on with this topic? So there's this balance is trying to find that sweet spot where we're communicating with the public on the things that they want to know about, and while we've got them engaged, are telling them the things that we need to tell them because we need them to know about it. That makes sense. And shoulder seasons is a really a good topic where we really try to find that balance. You know, people look at shoulder seasons in you know, a different way. Some of them, you know, landowners might look at them as a tool to manage elk on their property. Some hunters might look at them as another opportunity to hunt elk, and some hunters might look at them as something they don't like. But we have a reason. You guys have a reason for having shoulder seasons, and we need to communicate that as well. And then lastly, our brand belief, opportunity outside. And this is that part about being passionate about the resources. And CWD is an example that's sort of fresh in our minds, where this opportunity outside and the passion that we have for the resource and all the nuances and moving parts with CWD really come into play. You know, this is our latest map. We're creating these communication tools to try to communicate with the public what the opportunities are. So this is the northern zone. My staff worked with our GIS staff we decided this map wasn't good enough for hunters to really understand what the opportunity was, so we developed these CWZ zone maps. This really puts people on the landscape. They can see right where things are happening. And, you know, we have 61% of our traffic is mobile on our website. They can download this to their phone. It's geo-referenced, so then they know where they are. They can pull up the map and know right where they are on the map, you know, physically. And then our, you know, these information cards, zone defense. And then, you know, all sorts of, this would probably be block content on Facebook, but it's important to know the difference between a salivary gland and a. So where are we going? So for us, it's important to know at ComEd that the world's changing. It's mobile, it's fast-paced, it's connected, broader interests, non-traditional, and still a lot of traditional. And So, you know, the some of the discussion that's already that you guys listened to today, I mean, some of that's opinion that's been informed by lots of deliberation, lots of going to public meetings, and some of it's opinion that's been formed because they just people are on Facebook. And we need to recognize that we have to be communicate in those places. So this is the planning piece of this. So we to be able to meet this changing world, I feel like we need to spend more attention and continue to invest in our planning efforts. And our planning strategy is an acronym called POMTE. And this was developed by Tom Dixon, our Montana Outdoors editor, back in, it started kind of coalescing when he was still in Minnesota. Thank goodness he brought it here. He's a genius, and this planning strategy works really well for us. So P stands for problem. What's the communication problem that we're trying to solve? And like any strategy session, accurately identifying the problem is critical. And then what's the objective? What are we trying to get done? And then audience. And oftentimes people say, well, the public's your audience. Well, if you go back and you look at what the problem is and you look at what the objective is, I would argue that your audience is probably never just the general public. It's probably more targeted than that. Now, I will say that I think sometimes we have a different view than you guys do on problem and objective, and that leads to a different view on audience. And so sometimes we'll come before the commission and we've thought we've been targeting the right audience, and you guys have heard from somebody else. And so I think there's a lot of there's more communication that I can do with you on topics so that we can make sure that we're properly identifying problem and objective and making sure that we're hitting the audience that you're hearing from with the concerns or opinions. And then once we've got those three hammered out, what's our message going to be? And then lastly, everybody wants to jump to techniques, but when you talk about what we need, a press release, we need a video, we need a story map, we need a Facebook post. You don't need those. You really need to spend the time planning so that when you get to the technique part, you know exactly what you're trying to accomplish with a Facebook post or a video. Who's the audience you're targeting? What's the objective you're trying to meet? And then E is just evaluation, and always trying to circle back and evaluate how effective were you. So a couple of things. I think in the old days, and as an old newspaper guy, my views changed a little bit, but I think we can reach a broader audience on our own than we ever have been able to in the past. So we put out press releases that are for the press. We try to get the press to respond to press releases. I think what we're trying to do now is that's important, but we also need to engage our own audience. And as you have seen from some of these numbers, we have quite a large audience. And we need to reach them in new ways. And so social media, video, those sorts of things are important, but we always need to stay current or stay ahead of the technology trends so that when people are looking at new ways to find information, that we're there as well. And then always can think about who our constituents are. It's for our traditional licensed buyers, hunters and anglers, absolutely. But are there other constituents that we need to engage with this information as well? And then, you know, continue to be fresh in the way we connect and engage with people. And engage with people is a little more, I think, involved and a little more important for us than just talking to them or handing them communication, but trying to get them to engage, and social media is a good way to do that. And then that's, I think all of those things continue to increase the department's credibility and inspire a deeper connection with our resources. And then, you know, I think too that the marketing piece is going to be continually to evolve with ComEd as well, as we look at using all of this to help enhance our revenue streams. That's it. Any questions? I kind of ran through that pretty fast, but love to answer any questions. Great. Well, I'm always available if you have questions or thoughts, or particularly on, as we have issues that we're communicating on, don't hesitate to reach out and let's talk. And I don't want to come to a commission meeting and have you guys feel like we're not hitting the audience that you think we ought to be hitting, and having that be the time that you feel like you have a voice with us to say that. So,
Greg, I just would comment, you know, that I get a lot of stuff from a lot of your different offices across the state, and we got a couple of dandies over there in District 1, you know, with Region 1 and Region 2. Both those people are just right on the numbers and out very timely and good messages, and they're also bringing other messages from other places very well, making trust times, but that's okay, because I know that I'm on several mailing lists and other people are getting some too. I think your people out there, I just applaud the way they're doing it, professionalism they're showing.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Well, and I agree with Tim, because it seems like it's more of a challenge in to get any organic traction in your traditional newspapers on something that's, you know, not as controversial. They're only printing that stuff, and you know, what's the old saying? If St. Mary crosses the ocean, it's not news, but it is if it sinks. You know, and it's pretty much a miracle that it ever makes it across. But and that's the thing. I mean, you look at, you know, there's a bunch of poaching going on over in my region, and I came across the warden had just got there to investigate a big bull had been killed right off the highway, right off the county road in a heavily patrolled area. I mean, there's hunters there. It's next to the Enbar Ranch. Enbar has its own patrols. Head cut off, horrible situation. And, you know, getting the regular media to push that story out and help us is, you know, they're doing an okay job as a partner, but they don't really want to be a partner. And it becomes incumbent upon us to have credibility in a way to communicate quickly with our constituents and the people that care about that, so we can get other eyes. Hey, did you see anything while you were out there? This is where it happened. And as you clearly demonstrated, you guys are doing a great job to enhance the credibility so that people are going to want to accept those messages and be part of it, you know. Think about if we can get all these Facebook followers and people involved, and then we can dump, hey, this bull was illegally harvested right here. Does anybody know anything? You know, and it just enhances every bit of our organization if we continue in this direction. So I just, it's outstanding work.
Thank you.
Okay. Items not on the agenda. Do we have anybody want to talk about something that's not on the agenda? Anybody left in the regions? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Got a second? So moved. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.